So in this segment, we continue in the San Lorenzo Park, on the edge of the park on Dakota Street, where police originally entered, began shaking tents, presumably telling people to leave. And in all this hubbub, I didn't get a chance to ask people in the tents what they were saying. That seemed to be the general point. And the crowd of people, 75 to 100 or more strong, crowded around the police, shouted at them, stop, essentially trying to deter them from harassing people in the tents or contacting people in the tents with threats. This happened on the Duck Pond stage, and then folks moved, following the police, to the sidewalk, where there was a rather lengthy confrontation that happened with the police standing in the parking spaces, their cars parked up and down in the middle of the street along Dakota Street, some 13 to, I would imagine there were perhaps as many as 20 squad cars, but I counted 13, but I wasn't counting everything. And there was this lengthy attempt to educate the police or perhaps inform the media or just express their feelings that happened, mainly women's voices here. But I played some of this in a previous Bathrop's Pierre's Broadsides show on Sunday. This is the first 10 minutes is a repeat, but I got some really favorable response to this, and I think if for continuity's sake, I'm going to begin again at the point where people were essentially confronting the police on the sidewalk and telling them to leave the park and stay away, and they eventually were successful. The police left. Now, I don't know if it was because of this blocking, but I think it probably was to some extent for sure, but because of internal orders from Chief Mills or Martin Bernal, the city manager, or the arrival of the news that the lawsuit was imminent. The lawsuit actually didn't happen until 3 days later, or 2 days later, Wednesday afternoon, or Wednesday morning. And so this action on Monday, which deterred the police for a couple of days, may have been quite successful, as I've mentioned before, in stopping the police from further terrifying and driving away people in their tents so that there was no people left to enjoin the police from stopping, I mean from harassing. So a community of sorts, although it was a diminished community, was preserved and is still being preserved as I make this this broadcast or this this segment of the broadcast. And that's this is being done on Friday evening, January 1st, 2021. But again, these incidents, everything you're hearing happened on December 28th, and let's hear some of it.
50 to 75 people who are trailing around after them. And the ducks continue passively floating on the pond. Barricades that have been set up along the edges of the park near the Hotel Paradox have been taken down. In the street we have, and on the sidewalk total, 15 armed and uniformed officers.
Martin versus Martin!
Before breaking the law, you make sure that you check on the laws that you're breaking before you go out and break
Mom,
it, right?
Take a chill pill, bro!
Yeah, read the memo!
Quit your job!
Quit your job!
Get a hobby!
Quit your job!
Harassing, dehumanizing, and traumatizing the most vulnerable parts of our community is not a fucking job!
Quit your big men! Ooh, look at the big men picking on the homeless people! You guys are so fucking tough!
Yeah, that's the most vulnerable. Coming down on your own people!
We are all one community. Why are you against us?
They don't see us.
Why do you think that constantly relocating camps is going to actually help the problem of homelessness?
And this is the voice of a woman who styled herself Pan or Pussy, when she later spoke to the media, I guess it was on Wednesday, right around the time the injunction was being revealed and reached court and the TRO was granted, delaying any action until a Zoom hearing could be heard to consider irreparable harm that was being done to the people in San Lorenzo Park by this removal of people without shelter, without alternate shelter, in the midst of the COVID epidemic, in the midst of freezing temperatures, or certainly very cold temperatures, in the midst of, in the face of a teeth of a court decision affecting all nine Western states, actually now affecting the whole country, because the Supreme Court has turned down an appeal by cities trying to enforce their reactionary anti-camping bans, that essentially says you cannot, unless you have shelter for the homeless community in your city, you can't give them citations. So in our city, of course, what the police have done is they've turned to other kinds of tickets that essentially amount to the same thing, and hopefully this will be effectively challenged, but that still remains to be done. And it's been something we've been asking about, or I've been griping about and growling about and denouncing for the last couple of years since the decision. Well, the decision really began, the Martin versus Boise decision came out of a case called Bell versus Boise before, and it looked like it was going to go in favor of the unhoused community, or at least civil rights for people in the unhoused community if there was no shelter, and in fact it did. So it's been a couple of years that Chief Mills has been essentially defying the Martin versus Boise, Bell versus Boise decision, but appearing not to be. Having a sort of a pious exterior, while in fact issuing citations for public nuisance, blocking the sidewalk, essentially authorizing his cops to bully people along, not making a clear assertion that it's okay to be in a park after dark if you have no place to go. Now, this, of course, changed during the COVID time, although ironically, homeless people were declared exempt from the shelter in place, which the police and the city attorney is now trying to use to defeat the TRO, or rather to defeat what could become a preliminary injunction, the TRO, temporary restraining order, stopping the police from going into San Lorenzo Park, has already been granted. It is currently in force, will be in force at least until Wednesday, at which point the court will decide whether to turn it into a preliminary injunction and stop the police from seizing property, harassing people away from the area, and so forth. So this dialogue that you're about to hear, and actually, as I said before, I played a part of it on Sunday, and we're going to be hearing the first part of that again, the first 10 minutes or so. But it's very eloquent. It's very passionate. It's quite educational. And as I said, Pussy, were giving, and a number of other women, were the main voices speaking out. And you hear other people as well. I occasionally throw my oar in, and so do other people. But they are the lead speakers, and they were within inches of the police. And they were the ones who were taking the initiative. They were, in essence, telling the police to back the fuck off, to get out of people's faces in this park. And the police were, for a long time, refusing to do that, but eventually they did. They did return on Tuesday and walked through the park. It was either Tuesday or Wednesday, and walked through the park, some kind of fire inspection, as they called it. But they did not do arrests, and they extended the eviction date, I think, until at least January. Initially, I thought it was the end of the month, but I think it was sooner than that. Now, of course, it's been extended until January 6th, which is when the city hopes to overturn the temporary restraining order and move in to disperse the homeless to nowhere. Interestingly enough, there's been a lot of letters to the Sentinel that have been supportive of people in the park and critical of the city manager and the head of Parks and Rec, Tony Elliott, and Donna Myers hasn't been mentioned, though she's the mayor. She could call an emergency council session, or for that matter, so could any city council member attempt to do that. It would take I guess you'd have to persuade the mayor to do it, or I guess a majority of the city council could theoretically do it. I'm not sure exactly what the legal situation is there. But I know Brent Adams was talking about appealing to the new city council members to get together with Justin Cummings and Sandy Brown to try to do this, and that was not obviously effectuated. We haven't heard anything about an emergency council session. Sandy Brown has publicly deplored the situation, but not actually taken the action that might have some real significance. She's the excuse that I've read by her allies is, oh, she's only one vote. Well, as I said before, one vote can lead to more votes, and courage as well as cowardice can be contagious, or courage as well as fear can be contagious, since it's time she and others got off their asses and did this. The woman who did get off her ass was losing city council candidate Alicia Kuhl of the Santa Cruz Homeless Union, who, even while the ACLU dithered and blithered, and Abby Samuels went around trying to get documentation of harassment and getting documentation of it, but her board of directors that she's a part of, the ACLU, has done nothing officially to address this issue in a substantive way. That's not entirely true. They've made some statements about it, but they haven't... I didn't see any ACLU people there other than Abby Samuels herself, a board of directors person and a longtime activist here in Santa Cruz around homeless issues. Anyway, that the issue is now, there were some celebrations, I guess, on Thursday, New Year's Eve, because of this great victory in the park and the community support. And again, here's the historic confrontation on Monday, which deserves to be repeated in other parks and other places in the city. But we've yet to see whether that can happen.
Do you think that's going to help? What do you guys think you're doing here? You're breaking CDC statewide guidelines right now. What about Martin's Law? Where are all these people supposed to go? There are 2 beds available. Yeah, we've been checking. We've been calling. That's what you guys said last time. Well, now we are. Yeah, we've been checking, we've been calling. 2 beds available right now for all these people you're displacing in the midst of a pandemic.
Where the fuck is your compassion?
Do you guys feel okay about what you're doing here? Do you feel proud of yourself? Your families are going to see the videos of this. How are they going to feel about what you're doing to the most vulnerable parts of our community?
Your children are going to be embarrassed and ashamed of you when they grow up.
I'm embarrassed and ashamed of you.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, yeah.
You can't even give us that.
But you don't see us as human, do you?
You are a public servant.
You don't see us as human, so it's okay.
Fascist.
Servants. That's right.
They're servants to the elite. They don't give a fuck about us.
Yeah. Where's Martine Brunel?
That's why the people come together against you guys.
Yeah, the whole world is protesting you. Have you guys seen?
Where's Andy Mills?
The whole world is protesting.
Why isn't he here?
Defund the police, reallocate funding to mental health professionals,
and substance abuse
rehabilitation.
That's me.
Especially Officer Ross. He gets a little pushy sometimes.
Yeah. I've been working with
activity training, huh?
Yeah, I've been working with your victims for 20
still
years.
Still waiting off somebody. Yardie Lane's crazy. He always acts up.
I worked at the Men's Mart of a mental hospital, so I got your number.
I'm glad you think this is a laughing matter, what you guys are doing here.
It's funny, huh? Yeah? You think it's funny?
I'm sure all the people who are going to see these videos online are going to think this is really hilarious, too, about what you guys are standing up for.
This is what sociopaths do. They feel no guilt.
People die because you guys do this. People have died because they don't have somewhere to stay. Do you guys know this?
Because you're broken inside.
Yeah.
Your hearts are 2 sizes too small.
They're trained on dissociation techniques so that they don't have to actually feel what they're doing to their own community.
Exactly. That's perfect. They don't want you to with 2 high IQs either.
You guys,
there's an IQ limit.
No wonder only pigs can become cops.
They don't want smart people because you're easy to control.
Come back with a simple plan. Come back with a simple response.
Yeah, why don't you
where do they go?
Yeah, where do we go?
Don't you fucking...
We'll go to those other parks. 2 weeks later, we'll get displaced again. This isn't a solution. This is a perpetuation of the problem. Can you guys hear me? Hello? Is this thing on? You're perpetuating the problem of homelessness by constantly relocating and harassing them. Are you aware? Or are you dissociating from what you do?
Yes. They disassociate emotionally.
You have a choice.
Quit your job.
You have a choice. You always have a choice.
Quit your job. Quit your job. Quit your job. Quit your job. Quit your job.
We have about six police officers who are sort of standing silently. And another six in the back conferring as to what to do next in the street.
Yeah, we don't, you know what? We don't want no police. We just don't want these police.
Well, since we have these police, has anybody got any complaints against any particular officers here?
Officer Ross.
Officer Ross.
I think you should file charges
against Officer Ross if he assaulted you.
Now, what did the officer do? Let's go by officer by officer. Since they're here, let's find out what they did in each particular occasion. Anybody have any complaints about any of these particular officers?
I have a complaint about Warren here and his lack of communication and acknowledgement of what he's been doing this whole time. He's done nothing but look me in the eyes and dissociate from what he's doing. I think you need to be held accountable for what you facilitate on a day-to-day basis, and I think you need to acknowledge that it's wrong. All these people have gathered here today to communicate to you that it's fucking wrong what you're doing.
Any other complaints against individual officers here?
Yeah, Officer Bailey.
What about Officer Bailey?
He's way too rough with people. West. West, the parking Nazi.
So you tell us we can go to other parks, but I've been displaced from every other park here in Santa Cruz.
There's no park.
So in 2 weeks, you're going to displace us again and perpetuate the problem instead of actually finding any sort of real solutions, which is what we are gathered here today to do, to organize, to build community, to actually find solutions to the problem that you guys are here to perpetuate.
Why don't you help us get to know the people in the neighborhood?
Yeah, why don't you guys actually sit down and talk with some homeless people instead of constantly harassing and dehumanizing them?
Why don't you give us a place we can go?
Yeah, let's get a council together.
Yeah, how about something more than just two available beds for all the people you're displacing?
How are we supposed to fit 150 plus people in two beds?
We'll stock people up, but I don't think we can get more than 50 a bed.
I think City Hall is empty. I think the police station is empty.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, technically, City Hall property is county property, so I don't believe this is in any of these guys' jurisdiction, so we can just move people over there and perpetuate this problem just like you guys do. But obviously, that's going to continue happening until we find solutions.
Yeah. We're standing up to you.
It's UH.
We have options for solutions. We're coming together as a community to find solutions for the problem that you guys are facilitating. You hear me? The community is coming together to find solutions against the problems that you guys are perpetuating.
80% of what you do has to do out of...
Get a real job.
Yeah, well, you're not qualified to be dealing with mentally ill
people. Yeah, why don't you actually assist the homeless community that you love to harass so much?
Why? Because none of them are qualified. They've only had a high school education and a few weeks of training. So they wouldn't be fit to be dog catchers in a civilized country.
Talk to Martine Bernal, you all. I know that they'll listen to you. Talk to the city manager. Talk to the city council. Let them know that this is not working.
And go back to school.
Let them know that this is not working, and your perspective is important because you guys see this day in and day out. Tell them your perspective. They want to hear it. It's important. It's important. It's the city and the city parks and rec. Go talk to them.
Yeah, they hire you guys because you're not very smart. They want people to follow directions.
Not down here right don't now. Why do you guys have to do the grassroots?
Tell them you can't do your job, and that they need to have a different plan set out for you guys.
Why does Martine Bernal have to act like a puppet master, and you guys come down here and do the actual
moving? Well, there's no black people in this town, so you pick on us instead. 1.8% black people. So they pick on the weakest and the helpless because they're a cult of bullies. You're bullies.
But they have an option that they can go talk to the city manager. Tell the city manager you can't do your job and that he needs to have a different plan. Yeah. Because the people here and the people of the city won't let you move.
We have people escaping abusive housewife situations. We have people here with severe mental illness. We have people here struggling with substance abuse. We have the full spectrum of your community here. And you put this wall up saying, oh, this is us and that's them. We are all one community. Anybody is just a step away from being homeless, and that's why all these people have gathered here today in solidarity, because we all know people that are homeless. If you guys really want to perpetuate these problems that you are, and constantly relocating the homeless, maybe you should take some time to actually meet some homeless people. You can meet me if you'd like. My name is Pan. That's my street name. Nice to meet you. I'm here to escape an abusive home situation with a lot of substance abuse, and you know, this homeless community out here has welcomed me with open arms and shown me that I can surround myself with safe people who actually want to protect me, because I didn't grow up in a place where I felt safe and protected. So this is my safe haven, this is my family, and I'm here to defend them, because they've done nothing but protect me and take good care of me. And you know what? They protected me and took good care of me because of the trauma that you guys inflicted on our community, that you do every few weeks to a month. It's traumatizing, it's dehumanizing, and this is the most vulnerable parts of our community. We are coming together to show solidarity with the homeless community, because we're all so close to being there in the state of the pandemic, amidst the fires, right, and this fucked economy. We're here to stand in solidarity against what you guys are doing, because it's wrong.
And will you guys, when we can find you, you might be out here with us. You might want to consider that.
Here, here.
So. And you know what? Keith from Food Not Bombs will feed you. I wouldn't, but he will.
I'm sure he'll have a lot of nice things to say to you guys when he's serving you guys food when you need it.
Yeah.
We treat each other with more kindness than I think you guys treat each other, and that really says something.
Oh, that part.
Well, 40% of them self-report domestic violence.
This is my family. This is my community. The people in these tents have taken good care of me. They are human beings. What you guys do is dehumanize them. You treat them like they're less than you because you have a gun and a badge. I hold them in higher regard because they don't take time out of their lives to perpetuate really fucked up shit problems like you guys are. Do you think relocating the homeless is a solution? If so, why are you guys facilitating it?
Okay, everybody who's taken science and learns about virology? Oh, no, nobody? Oh, well, guess what? We have experts for that, and they told us to stay here.
Yeah, CDC statewide guidelines. You're not supposed to break up homeless encampments. What are you doing?
6 weeks of training.
Quit your job.
You're not qualified to be out here.
And this is actually where I broke off on Sunday. So the rest of this, for any of you who are don't want to hear this again, is all new. That is to say, it all happened, and it may in its own way be repetitive, but to me, it's courageous, and it's articulate, and it's important to consider the non-responses of city government, the police, the city manager, and the county government to these very basic concerns, and how the individual is impacted, had to go outside the entire city, outside the county, outside the state, to a federal court. This federal court is inside the state in San Jose nearby, but it's a federal court. We had to go to authorities in order to get basic defense of our constitutional rights because of the kind of bigotry that has been prevalent in Santa Cruz for decades. Anyway, here's some more from San Lorenzo Park.
What I want to know is, when it's your children, what are you going to do for them?
Or your children's friends?
Them this way? When it's your kids, what are you going to do?
Well, 40% of them are beating their
kids. Do you want them to be treated the way that you're treating us?
Yeah. Well, they're beating
because when they have PTSD from growing up with violent motherfuckers like you, where are they going to go? Are they going to turn to substances? Are they going to turn to the homeless community? And then how are your brothers in arms going to treat them?
That part.
Not good, because of what you create.
You guys should set up at the food distribution center we have set up here on a table. We've got coffee and chicken soup. I think it'd be a great opportunity for you police officers to actually meet the community that you've been harassing for years now.
A lot of them have mental problems. They need help, or we have people who need help. They don't need to be re-traumatized by being moved. They need help. They need help with feeling wanted and cared about. That's what these people need. They need to be cared about. They're
you guys did the opposite of that, actually.
They're human beings that need caring, just like all of you need caring. Yeah. It's just hard because we look at these people as if they're something lower than the rest of us who have homes, but that doesn't, it's not true.
I'm working two jobs to get off the streets, and it's really hard when I'm constantly being harassed and traumatized and having to uproot myself and hide from you guys just to survive. This is my only option right now besides the two beds available. I will not be taking one of those two beds available in solidarity with the rest of my community that doesn't have other options.
He just rolled his eyes. You think that's funny? Really?
That's Warren that I referred to earlier. He doesn't talk. He just dissociates and pretends like he's not, you know.
Okay, what this is, you guys, empathy is like speech. If you don't learn it within a certain neurological window of opportunity, like feral children never learn to speak, the same with empathy. These people, for whatever, they have had the intimacy, they have had the empathy beat out of them in childhood or something.
Yeah, well, a lot of men get taught not to feel.
Exactly. That's the thing. And I think we turn them into little sociopaths by not allowing them the full range of emotions.
Exactly. So it's hard.
We're here to embrace you if you're willing to show some empathy.
You never get it.
We have open arms. We are a community full of love and light and support.
Okay, well,
you guys are here to break down that support, and we will continue to stand in solidarity.
I know.
I've been yelling at you guys because I'm angry, but I have the words love and peace written on my jacket because that is what I stand for. I was trafficked for 18 years in Texas.
Oh my God.
18 years by my family. There were police involved. It was the worst shit that you could ever fucking imagine. I bet half of you have not seen anything like what I have seen. I know what hell is. And I'm here to tell you that people who grow up in the situation I grew up in, we end up in this park. We end up in parks like this, just trying to survive. And when we get pushed around like this by the system over and over and over again, the same system that sold us from when we were fucking born, how do you think that feels?
Exactly. Here's another story. Thank you guys for listening. These are human lives that you are fucking with and treating like nothing. Here's another story for you guys as to how we ended up here on the street, so you can understand that we're human beings just trying to survive. And you make
unfortunately,
it
as all this speaking goes on, people are slowly leaving, which is what the police are waiting for. We should be organizing each other, not talking to the police who are not listening, who are being paid not to listen.
What's the MO here? And association. All right, well, thank you guys for showing your true colors.
Yeah, you will never develop empathy because you didn't develop it during a neurological window.
Well, they're trained not to.
I think that they can learn. For the most part, can care.
I think everybody has the capacity to care. You guys are just in this moment choosing to not.
Well, I think that you're sociopaths.
It's hard.
Some are sociopaths, but some have the capacity. Some of you have the capacity to care.
Some of us are sociopaths, too. We're all on a spectrum here. There's no black and white.
That's
no wolf.
That's a good point.
We're just human beings.
Yeah, but I don't hurt people on purpose.
Yeah, I think...
Yeah, I would never sign up to do a job like that, to be fair. But I am still a person.
So what's the deal? You guys are going to stand here, and we're going to stand here, so what's going to happen? What's the deal?
They're waiting for their backup, so that they can use their numbers against us.
They're waiting for us to disperse.
Make sure to document.
Do you guys think we should push them down the street, get them out of here altogether?
Well, they are calling for backup, so there will be more.
Peacefully march forward and push them out of the park?
Yeah, I like that idea. Thank you.
I think we could get them all to leave here altogether and retake the park for ourselves.
Yeah, I think that'd be the best.
And at this point, you hear the voice of a man suggesting that the group encourage the police to leave altogether by pushing them out of the park. And he actually moved up close to the lead police officer, and there was this sort of, chin-to-chin, shoulder-to-shoulder, nose-to-nose, eyeball-to-eyeball sort of thing that happened. But before we get to that, let's take a musical break. Thank you.
sweet lady, won't you come and sail with me? Oh, my sweet lady, won't you come and sail with me? As the evening light sets the souls free, as the evening night sets our souls free, as the evening night sets our souls free, as the evening night sets our souls free, we will sail upon the sunset. And watch the stars amongst the sky, reaching to the sunset, and tie the line with the sunrise.
And that was My Sweet Lady from Kevin Robinson's album Eyes to the Skies. Now back to the sidewalk next to San Lorenzo Park as people press the police even more aggressively to leave folks alone. Should be said at this point, the police have been there in massive force for at least an hour. We're talking probably 10 to 20 cops at least. Who spent eventually several hours there, and of course over the course of the few days, even more time, many, many hours. And the expense incurred here, it's never really been made clear with all the claims about homeless people causing police problems, about the costs of San Lorenzo Park regrassing the park or cleaning up the poo-poo and the needles from the closed bathrooms and the destroyed needle exchange services. The needle exchange has been illegal in Santa Cruz, at least as an activity that was grounded in Santa Cruz, but was pushed out by the city council in 2013. The city takes no responsibility for these actions and ignores the costs of these actions, but rather tries to pin the blame on the most vulnerable, the most powerless, often the most voiceless. But in this case, you're getting to hear their voices. So here's some more of that.
Do that. All right.
Yeah.
All right, arms light.
Bad idea.
All right, let's do that. Anybody?
That's a bad idea.
Hold it down.
Well, I'm trying to get around.
But I'm a strategist, but that's not going to
happen. I know. Oh, I know.
If you do this, this is just a play. You're just it's just a play act.
People are pressing the police, getting very close physically to pushing them out of the park. Not quite touching them.
We're not leaving here until we need to move on.
Gotcha.
You guys are good.
Yeah, you guys will never have empathy. You missed your neurological window.
We have housed and unhoused members standing together against you. This isn't just a homeless problem. This is a community problem. And you guys are clearly not helping in what you're doing. So we're here to stand in solidarity to show camp sweeps are not going to help the homeless problem. Actually, assistance would help. Not constantly traumatizing and dehumanizing would help, too. You guys actually perpetuate the problem of homelessness. Are you aware? As a homeless woman, I can say I've seen it firsthand.
As a sociologist,
the effects on mental health that you guys have on this community because of what you guys are doing and pretending like, oh, I'm not doing anything wrong. I'm just doing my job. This is exactly why there are no good cops, because good cops stand by and let bad cops do bad things.
That's right.
I come from a family of immigrants, and my entire childhood
people told me to be scared of the cops. My family would be like hearing sirens and they would be like, oh, you better run, go hide, they're coming for us.
Yeah, well, it says here you're domestic terrorist. So here we go. We have the head domestic terrorist, brown shirt Nazi. And he is trying to stop us from moving forward. And he's picking on a big guy so that if he resists, they can beat him up. But he bet you he wouldn't beat me up.
We're here to document everything. I'm sure you guys are aware. Cop Watch is on deck, ready to hold you guys accountable for your actions, as they always are. Oh, are you saying she's going against CDC statewide guidelines? Because that's what you guys are doing.
But there's space right here.
Pretty sure you guys closed the distance on us.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure breaking up this homeless encampment is also against CDC guidelines. You guys want to break the rules? We'll break the rules too.
Do it again.
Tit for tat.
Ooh, that turns me on.
We need to.
This is getting spicy. What's the name of this?
Oh, yeah, her profession is a Santa Cruz activist. That is her profession, and she's being very professional.
And what's the name of this police officer?
This is Venegas. To in the middle here with his hand up. This is Warren right in front of me. And does anybody have this officer here? Badeo, Venegas, and Warren are the three officers standing in front of us right now.
These were the three lead officers who were refusing to move back as several people began pressing forward, urging the police to leave the area and stop their task of frightening away the homeless from San Lorenzo Park.
And the real question is, why are these cars blocking the street? Maybe these officers can move the vehicles. That would give them something useful to do.
Sick 'em!
Sick 'em, pup! Sick 'em!
Could you guys just
maybe say we have our own canine unit, just in training?
I've got an idea. Police officers, would you be willing to leave and then we can come back with a plan that of where we're going to take these people? This is not a plan.
There's nowhere for all of these people to go that you're displacing in the midst of a pandemic. You guys want your space? We want our space to shelter in place.
Give us space.
To shelter in place. Give us space 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 to shelter in place.
Give us space to shelter in place. Give us space to shelter in place. Give us space to shelter in place. Give us space to shelter in place.
Venegas raped his wife and children.
Andrew Mills did not seem to have very much information as far as where people could go, although his name was on the notice, so this seems more of like a Martin Bernal thing. How do you guys feel about facilitating the actions of Martin Bernal, even though he picked wonderful timing as far as the holiday season and City Hall being out of session in order to make this executive order? He didn't involve Gail Newman, the Santa Cruz health director. He did not incorporate her in on this. She actually, we wrote her, and she voiced that she'd be very against this sweep because it goes against the CDC statewide guidelines.
Yeah, but you guys aren't scientists.
So we reached out to Gail Newman. She's aware of what's going on here, and she disagrees. She thinks that it's very dangerous to be displacing all of these people in the midst of a pandemic. What do you guys think about it? And association. Awesome. Great tactic, guys.
If you guys really want to help your community, why don't you let us stay at your house?
Right. 150 people. Where can they go?
Go on strike. Don't do it.
You're not supposed to be breaking up homeless encampments. That's according to the CDC statewide guidelines. And under Martin's Law, you are supposed to give us effective and immediate shelter or camping options as an alternative to the camp that you're sweeping. You have done none of this. You actually found loopholes around these laws so that you can come in and say the park's closed.
It's a park.
Why would you close the park and yet have an art fair downtown the same day as the first section of the sweep with 500 plus people walking around downtown? But this encampment? This encampment is a COVID hotspot? Are you kidding me? I live here.
Guess what? Hey,
I retired after 29 years. This is a park. I took care of this park. This park needs to be back to a park. Yes, it does.
You got a place for them to go?
It's still a park.
It's a park for...
I see children and families playing.
And this, of course, is a... I think it's a nearby resident, it could be, I'm not sure of that, who approves of the police action. And that's rare. We did find a couple folks who had that point of view, or I did, but not many.
Staying on the playground. I live here.
You don't care.
So do I. No. If you want my opinion.
No, I understand. I appreciate that. But they do. They live here.
If you
live
here, you would. Good job, guys. You have one supporter. Yay! Good job for the one supporter. It's awesome that you support the fascist police state. No, I live out here in a tent.
I own a house. I own a house.
I own a house.
I own a house.
Thank you guys for being here in solidarity, because this isn't just a homeless problem. This is a community problem.
I'm writing a book about fascism in America.
I'm writing a book about being homeless in Santa Cruz.
Yeah, my last book is on Amazon. It's called Around the World on a G-String.
So if you could change the officers, are you willing to leave and come back with a plan that makes... That respects these people's lives, then it would be different. But this is not a plan. There's no plan here. You guys know it, that there's no plan. It's not helpful.
The homeless folks are the public.
And every time...
There's no risk to this.
They are the public. It's a public park. And this is what the park is needed for.
Especially not if you all don't do it.
Because there's no place else for them to go. If they would open up the schools...
We had to get... We had a petition for months to get the officers who killed Breonna Taylor fired. It would take us so long to get you guys fired. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, really, it would. You guys have a great union, unfortunately. And we're going to dismantle that with the next president.
Who do you protect? Who do you serve?
Who do you protect?
Who do you serve?
Who do you protect?
Who do you serve?
Who do you protect?
Who do you serve?
Who do you protect?
Who do you serve?
Who do you protect?
Who do you serve?
Who do you protect?
Who do you serve?
Who do you protect?
Who do you serve?
Housed members of your community here standing against you. How does that make you guys feel?
I know, they're just fucking amazing.
I know.
Fucking nothing.
You get paid to harass vulnerable people.
That's enough to cover up your conscience.
Right,
yeah. I'm a barista. I would recommend picking up a new hobby or a new job.
920.
Move back, move back. Let's move back. Out of the park, out of the park.
And we are far
away. There's no place to go.
If you're so upset,
we have a total of. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, at least 10 police cars, 11, I'm counting more, 12, 12 police cars.
Traumatizing and dehumanizing unhoused members of our community is not going to help the problem of homelessness.
Didn't work.
It actually perpetuates it. You guys are perpetuating the problem of homelessness.
Z, how you doing? We've had a couple conversations. You had a couple interviews with me.
Oh, I have another one with you.
Continue to grow exponentially every day. We are in the midst of a pandemic. CDC, statewide guidelines state you are not supposed to be displacing homeless encampments in the midst of a pandemic.
Dale Newen,
the Santa Cruz Health Director, was not informed of this. We talked to her ourselves.
So at this point, the police are leaving. And it's not clear why they decided to leave, but they did.
And don't come back!
You have done none of this. There are two seats available.
Get a job, man. This is not a good job. I said, this is not a good job.
Who do you protect? Who do you serve? Who do you protect? Who do you serve?
How much did this cost? How much did this whole thing cost? How many people could have been housed? How many people could have been fed with 13 squad cars? We have some... How much in police salaries? Huge amount of money.
This is just the beginning. Homelessness is not a crime. Under Martin's law, you're supposed to give us effective and immediate shelter alternatives, as well as a camping site is included in that shelter alternative. You have done none of the above. All you guys have done is harass, dehumanize, and traumatize and relocate every homeless encampment.
And so it's more like 14 cars because some of them are unmarked.
And now you're saying there's too many people here and it's breaking COVID guidelines. And yet,
maybe someone could sleep in that car. What do you think?
Probably a few people.
Yeah. These are station wagons. Maybe the police could volunteer a station wagon.
Are you listening?
Oh, back up! Stop bullshitting us. He can back up. Come on, man.
The last thing we need is to hit one of you guys with the car.
Come on.
We must not have gone to take our driver's
out of guidelines by trying to take a chance. So, yeah, thank you guys for leaving. It's illegal what you're doing.
Get the fuck.
Hey, let's get going and not come back.
Anyways, back to our community that we love and support. Chicken soup hot and ready to go. Feel free to stick around. We are going to start communicating and getting more organized so that we can get a camp out going to continue this further. Thank you guys for being here in solidarity. We love and appreciate you.
Don't leave,
please. We need you guys to stay here with us.
Still a police officer standing across the street as the sun rises.
Why are you here?
In the east.
Yeah, and some people did stay overnight on Monday night. Numbers thinned out on Tuesday and Tuesday night. But, as I said, there was sufficient show of community force or community resistance on Monday morning that the police hesitated, and that became time for attorney Anthony Prince to get to court, file the papers under pressure from Alicia Cool. And you know the name of this officer, sir?
No. We hope there's no name on
him. He is a sergeant, so.
There's three sergeants here, I know.
But there's one standing here still.
This will be the most boring video.
And the most expensive police action, right?
We didn't learn that.
Wasting the taxpayers' money big time, guys.
Yeah.
Big time.
You guys get paid to re-traumatize.
You know it, too. So don't put your hands on your hips and act as though you don't.
Now, this is one of the worst ones. This guy's a sociopath. Just look in his eyes. Yeah. You enjoy hurting people, huh?
No.
You get off on it, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Does it make you hard to hurt people on purpose? Yeah. Go home and raise your wife. Yeah, I know how you are.
Oh, and I got your pen here. I'm so sorry.
That's okay.
I've been seeing this go on over and over and over, once every couple of weeks, to every encampment that pops up and every time they try to send us here. So this is why we decided to get organized. We formed a new organization, Stop the Sweeps Santa Cruz, on Instagram, Stop the Sweeps SC, in order to not only assist campers moving for mutual aid,
Robert,
yeah.
Great to see you.
Oh, hello.
Hello.
Welcome back, Grizzly One.
Thank you. Hey, can I give you a flyer?
Sure.
Here you go.
Thank you.
Which is all kinds of good mischief.
We'll see if we work. See if it works.
I'm not going to stay out here for 3 days, but I'll come back.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have a different list?
It's a volunteer list. You want to assist. We're gathering documentation kind of above and beyond San Lorenzo Park.
Great.
If you're interested in volunteering for that,
excellent.
Put down your name, email address. We'll put you on both the Huff email list, and we'll get in touch with you by phone probably and say, hell!
Thank you.
Yeah. Let me grab that. You want
this here? Can I give you a flyer?
Yeah, it's my pen and my.
You want to put your.
Unless she's going to give it to Pan if she wants to do some more
gathering.
Yeah, that's what I was going
to
do.
Oh, then you do it. Good. Yeah. Give it to her, though, because that's to get back to me, too.
Okay.
I mean, you can take it, but I want to get a copy of it myself.
Okay, great.
Their plan is to continue.
Well, what do you think?
I think we did good.
Speaking with?
Eric Lopez.
And you say you like what happened?
I do appreciate the community came for, here for us. It was a blessing. I think too many people cared about homeless.
Yeah.
But a lot of times we make them like here because of all this dirt, garbage, syringes everywhere, and it's bad for us, you know. But I don't use needles, but I hate people that just leave garbage everywhere.
You like the fact that came people for the moment stopped the police sweep?
Yes, I did. It was a beautiful thing.
And you yourself are a resident here?
I live here. I'm homeless and I live in different spots. But
have you spent much time here in the park?
I've been here for the last week just supporting everybody here.
And what do you think of it?
Think about the park or...
Your last week, how did that go?
It's been up and down. Mostly down because, you know, it's degrading to see so many people homeless, hurting, you know, needing. But really, there's not that much fun, so if there is, they ain't supporting us. They're buying new cop cars all every year. Nice ones, too, those $25,000.
They parked here today for some reason, or they did.
Yeah, it's pretty shitty how they have money for what they need, but not for what the community needs.
Bullshit. So, anything you want to add?
I just wish more homeless would stay, been here supporting the people who supported us. They're in their tents. Probably doing bullshit, you know. Instead of supporting themselves and us, they were hiding in the tents.
Yeah, maybe next time.
And it'd probably be today.
Yeah, yeah.
Later on this afternoon.
And we're talking with, again, your name is?
Eric.
Thank you, Eric.
Thank you.
All right. And we're here listening to Jessica. You are talking to someone.
Yeah. Oh, you should see. Oh, wait, we did it.
And then I happened upon Sentinel reporter Jessica York interviewing, I think she was talking both with Pan and then with Denise Elric of the Harm Reduction Coalition.
Yeah. Outside, you know, it was like this. But then you have to rinse it in your shower.
Yeah, yeah.
My shower will never be the same. White grout. I am in the shower with my like toothbrushes.
I've done red and then it just looks like something died in
it. Oh yeah, in the whole white shower bed, it's an old tub, you know?
With the bullhorn, yeah.
The whole thing was blue.
Pan.
I don't know, it's kind of fun. Like, I didn't fully appreciate that.
Yeah, exactly,
yeah.
Who wants to shower outside?
Yeah. Well, I'm curious. I wanted to talk to you a little bit about... I saw the recent... well, anyway, welcome back. You've been on vacation?
I did take a little bit of a break.
You need a break.
Yeah.
This is not an easy
time. This is Denise. Denise, I'm like talking to...
I'm not particularly interested in being interviewed.
Jessica York.
Hey, well, you can always run away, Jessica. That's possible.
Well, I'm going to talk to Denise and run
go
away.
For it.
I wanted to talk to Jessica a little bit. So I read the city's media release in the Patch about, I don't know if you saw that they released.
Take care.
I saw the executive order.
The executive order and the reason why they're doing this and everything.
I have to admit, I was
skimming. It's something to skim.
Today is going to be the area.
But one of their claims, which are numerous, first of all, typical to the Ross camp that was a result of that grew because they closed the Pogo Nip and they directed people there. The exact same thing has happened here. They cleared the cemetery, they've cleared Sycamore Grove, they've cleared the Pogo Nip during the fires, and it was like, where do people go? And I shit you not, the city...
Sycamore Grove is clear too? I hadn't been down there.
Yes, yes. With and so a lot of these people, and I can point them out, I can tell you where they came from, have come from those very places that the city closed, okay? Which is why the River One Caltrans is such a huge encampment, because equally they closed Coral Street, they closed within the matter of 2 to 3 months. For fire or other reasons, they've closed numerous... And the cemetery, they just closed cemetery. Yeah, and the tannery side, they cleaned that about 3 weeks before they cleaned the cemetery. There were people here from the tannery encampment. So one of the mantras that the city repeat is we're closing it because of needles. Okay?
Was that actually on there, one of their...
Yes, it was on their patch report. And first of all, that's an erroneous term. The term should be syringe. And for numerous reasons, oftentimes there's no needle attached to syringe waste. Okay, so it may or may not have a needle. It may or may not have a cap. I know for a fact, this happened the last day that there was a cleanup, that the city was taking, which the people gave them to them, full biohazard sharps containers, properly stored. But they're documenting that from Pogonip, and they're like, we got this from Pogonip, we need to document it. I'm like, okay, fine, document it. But can you document that it was in a biohazard container? I continue, and all of us, harm reduction sweeps team, does sweeps around here from, we were called to where they moved the Connex out at 701. And we occasionally will find one or two near a garbage can or a porta potty, and in multiples of very small amounts. The other day when they had their encampment cleanup, I will tell you, the police were so rude and discourteous to myself and my volunteers. I was stunned. Yeah. First of all, if I talked to at my place of employment to the people that I'm working with like that, I'd be fired on the spot. They were taunting us. Oh, look at all those needles, needles, needles. And I was carrying a bin. I said, yes. And do you notice how they're in properly storage containers and people have given them to us? Because we have a relationship with people. And we went around and said, okay, Tony, which tents are empty? They go, that one and that one and that one. Okay, show me where there's a tent where we need to go in and clean up before the city comes. Sure, go into this one. Danny and I entered tents that had started to be dismantled, and we picked up loose syringes, and same with other areas. But by and large, the syringe litter in this park is residential in nature. They are in their tents where it should be. It's rare to find one outside of the tent areas, but I've found maybe five in the last month. And we also have point contact volunteers here that also pick up syringes and turn over the boxes to me. They aren't even syringe users. One gentleman named Nathan. I go, hey, Nathan, how you doing? He's going into the loft. He goes, oh, here's a box. I've been picking them up when I see them on the ground. So the very population that they blame for syringe waste is part of the solution to removing syringe litter. So that is my great frustration with the messaging coming from the city manager's office. And it is designed to further stigmatize people, and it is designed to further create this xenophobic response to homelessness. Ew, ew, ick, seek, syringe, needles, needles. When it would be understandable to go into anyone's apartment and see a syringe laying on a table. I mean, this is just an impact regarding lack of shelter and lack of a place to live and lack of a place to use privately. So I can show you the syringes we picked up today. We had people, here, take these, take these, take these. That's because people know us.
That's an important question for me to ask, is, you know, when there's these numbers that we share about all this, is are they being found loose or are they being found collected? And you know,
mostly collected. And they're loose in tents where people have vacated, which we clean prior to the city and the police. And we go in prior to the city, so we're actually helping park staff and police department staff from not incurring an incidental needle stick. It would be helpful if the city communicated on our outreach teams meeting. It would be helpful if we knew about this weeks in advance, because that is when we start doing outreach. We go to the tannery, we go to the cemetery and go, hey, you guys, it's going to be DJ. I'm not supportive of it. We've got to start picking up points. Here, take these, take these, take these. How many boxes do you need? Let me bring down some more. I mean, that's when you start removing syringe litter, is weeks before the move out, not when you read it on a media source. So the city does not communicate well with the county outreach teams. There has been practically no communication.
Practically know
some, Megan Bunch attended a month or two ago before they moved the tannery,
And that was the only thing she talked about, was because of the river raising, you know, the flood risk.
Yes.
And then since then, there's been like numerous, yeah, and this is what you, when you have to relocate a group of people for any reason, you typically send in nurses, healthcare outreach teams, syringe abatement, drinking water. You know, the police could have come out with two cases of water. People were out here sweating, moving for 2 hours, just dripping in sweat. It would have been very humane and very considerate to kind of build rapport with this population rather than intimidate and stand in gawk and do anything but de-escalate the situation. I never saw so much lack of de-escalation at the last time we were here. So I think this result today is part of what we experienced the other day. It was, the police chief wasn't here, but I couldn't believe how rude the officers were. It was terrible. And if you wanted to talk to some of the people, I mean,
that was kind of my next step was to go see if anyone wanted to talk to me.
Yeah, we come on over here.
And this was Jessica York, and talking with someone from the Harm Reduction Coalition. So that's what I'm doing here.
A radio.
Free Radio Santa Cruz?
Yeah. We're not going to go fix
this. This is a microphone.
Yeah. We're not doing
it. What? Any... Uh-oh. Move out of the way here a little bit. Any thoughts about what's going on here?
Any thoughts? No, I don't know. I don't know.
All right, you guys, have a good day, man.
Okay.
So we have some folks coming out of 134 Park Apartments. You can go through. It's open, buddy. It's a public park. Use it.
I'll be back. Yeah.
You're not leaving.
Yeah, I gotta go.
Any thoughts before you go?
No.
Have a good time?
Not really, no.
Well, I agree with you. Maybe you'd be better served somewhere else.
All right, sir.
Take care. That's Sergeant Morey. Mostly gone now. It's about 15 to 10. There's a... Oh, yeah? So, are some improvements happening in the park, or what? Are there some improvements happening, or... What's the park truck doing here?
We're loading grass, sir.
Well, that's what I was wondering. A civil answer would be nice. You were civil. He wasn't. So the barricade is down, but there is a bit of kind of symbolic orange mesh up a few, I don't know, about 50 feet into the park. There are some blue tents up available for people to occupy. There's an occasional glittery red cone Christmas tree-like item on some of the poles that have been set up that have previously housed the orange mesh around the grassy area between the duck pond and the children's playground. Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. Down here we're a little bit late. I went up on the sleep-in mode. How are things going?
Well, the police came in great force, and they were shouted away after a while.
Uh-huh.
But they'll probably come back, so be prepared to come back for round two.
Okay, yeah, I'm on the one of those calls or the thing. Yeah. Okay. Well, great. Good job then.
Yeah. And good job coming. We're talking with, if you want to say.
Oh, yeah. Sarah Ringler.
And Sarah, why are you bothering to get up so early on
the
a Monday
late
morning? Well, sort of late. So.
Yeah. I was hoping to be here early. I just come here to try to protect people's rights to have a place to just stay in these times and this economic situation that was even before COVID was so cruel to to people. So I guess I'd also like to say that it's so spurious. The spurious are claims of you know, the garbage and the needles and all this stuff. And you know, every human leaves their share of garbage. And if you don't have enough garbage for the cans, the receptacles for the amount of people that are here, then that's on you. And same for the needles, too. You know, if I had a home, I could shoot up and put it in my garbage and nobody would know. So I'm really irritated about all the excuses and all the hype that comes from the other side, the people who just have no respect for human life.
Were you here last week when they did a similar clearing of the area to our left?
No, I missed that one.
Well, at least you're here for this one.
Yeah, I was at one on the parking lot down there, but...
You're back.
I'm back, yeah. Well, I'm 71, and I've been doing this for a long time, so I'm not here all the times that I should be, like you.
No, I'm not here all the time either. So. But nonetheless, occasionally we show up.
Yeah, exactly.
And younger people, maybe, or more vigorous people... take our place, hopefully, or
I think so.
Be stirred by the same issues.
Yeah,
the same bullshit, because the same bullshit's going on.
Well, it's worse now. It's worse now than it ever was. You know, I talk to people who I used to do international solidarity with. You know, I still do with Cuba to some degree, but we got so many problems right here. It's like I can't go. You know, I can't spend a lot of time on other issues around the world when we got plenty of stuff here.
You can use your experience elsewhere to benefit the scene here, maybe.
Yeah. You realize the importance of a body showing up. Even though I'm late for this one, but yeah, the more people you get showing up, it stopped them, so I'm really glad to hear that.
Want to sign the volunteer list?
Yeah, sure, yeah. Yeah, I'm still doing the Surf City Times, so.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How can people get the Surf City Times?
Every Friday.
And where is it available?
It's online. It's
under what name? Just browse for Surf City Times?
Yeah, right. Yeah. Yeah. I think you have to subscribe, but I think I'm not sure. It's one of those websites that has a really obscure numbers and letters and stuff like that. So, but it's Surf City and SERF to reflect the times.
Indeed.
In Santa Cruz.
See, we still have a small collection of police officers across the street,
yeah.
On Dakota Street. Here's a pen.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, it looks like now there are some left, but more arrived, and looks like they're at least, I'm not sure if people are blocking the way, or should we say making a potential blockade over there or not, or just simply standing at the entrance to the park at Dakota Street. With
Greg Bankson.
Hey, Greg. And you know, you're a sometime huffer, often a regular. You were a regular. We used to call you Beach Greg when you were a beach man.
That's right.
On the beach,
that's right.
And now you're a resident here.
Yes, I am. And I'm not just an occasional huffer. I'm a huffer all the time, 24/7.
Who's often out of touch with huff.
Yeah. Yes, but it's what the inner. You know, it's what the inner spirit speaks.
Know that it was given back to the can. Can to also known as pussy.
Pussy. Okay.
And I did present a puppy to the police today.
You did. A real puppy?
That puppy right over there. Have you seen it? It's a baby German Shepherd.
Did the police accept the gift?
Well, it wasn't like it was presenting just as here. Let's go talk to them because they have a very interesting.
You know, you asked for the cord for that elderly lady to be added to the list, and
right.
I gave you back the pen too.
And I gave somebody wanted to sign up for it. I gave them. They said they'd give it to you.
Okay, I haven't gotten it back yet, but I'll go around looking for it.
That's it. Okay. That's one that attacked me.
Fair enough.